From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm James Stewart. There were 197 new COVID-19 infections in Vermont today and 4 new virus-related deaths. It's one of the highest single-day tallies of new cases in Vermont yet. The new deaths also bring the total in the state to 162. Also remaining high are the numbers of Vermonters hospitalized with the disease at 44, including 8 in the ICU. Nearly a third of the new cases were in Chittenden County with 73. Windsor County had 31 new infections, with 28 in Bennington County. Educators from around Vermont say the COVID pandemic has exposed inequities, but also highlighted opportunities in the state's public school system. Principals and superintendents testified yesterday before the Vermont House Education Committee. They say schools made gigantic leaps forward with remote learning technology, but they add some students lack internet access or face food insecurity at home. Julie Regenbull is superintendent of the Missisquoi Valley School District.
The biggest challenge, just by far, that we face in this pandemic is the unequal access that students have had to high-quality instruction, despite, honestly, the very best efforts of our talented educators. Teachers have put into place some really very rigorous learning experiences for students. Yet in the end, we have more children who are not attending or are attending infrequently.
And Regenbull says not all students, especially those with special needs, have adapted to remote learning. Montpelier voters will decide on town meeting day if the city will allow retail cannabis sales. A bill that became law in October allows legal, regulated marijuana production and sales in Vermont starting next year. But towns must first vote on whether their community will allow retail pot sales. Fox 44 reports the Montpelier City Council last night approved language for a town meeting day ballot. City voters will decide yes or no on retail pot in about 2 months. About 100 Vermont Army National Guard soldiers will head to Washington this week to provide security and other support for the presidential inauguration. New Hampshire will also send 50 Guard members, while Maine plans to send as many as 200. The request came from the National Guard Bureau following the breach of the U.S. Capitol by pro-Trump extremists last week and the threat of more demonstrations. Up to 20,000 National Guard troops and officers are expected in D.C. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday, January the 20th. Take a look at the eye in the sky for today. Cloudy, a few flurries or drizzles possible, highs in the 30s to near 40. Find out more at VPR.org. For VPR News, I'm James Stewart.